We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
Radio broadcast, this I believe.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here.
Amanda Purcell's reporting for Columbia Green Media. The City of Hudson and the U.S. Department of Justice are close to a settlement agreement in a case filed by three city residents alleging a lack of accommodations in public spaces required by the American with Disabilities Act. The three complainants took action arguing the city's sidewalks are inaccessible and the entrances to City Hall, Promenade Hill Park, and other locations are also inaccessible. An investigation by the federal government determined the city was out of compliance in several categories. Under the settlement agreement, the city must take remedial action within 30 days, including the appointment of an ADA coordinator responsible for investigating ADA-related complaints. The coordinator must receive training within 90 days. The city must also establish a grievance procedure for processing complaints. Mayor Rick Rector said September 9th, and I quote, "The City of Hudson is working closely with all relevant parties in both reviewing issues and determining steps towards resolving those that we are able to. We have and continue to be engaged in productive meetings with various government representatives from Washington, D.C. regarding ADA compliance." Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com.
Jason Subic reports for the Daily Gazette that Democrat Michelle Hinchey officially announces her political campaign for the 46th State Senate District in Kingston September 23rd. Hinchey is daughter of long-serving Congressperson Maurice Hinchey and hopes to challenge incumbent State Senator George Amador, a Republican from Rotterdam. Previously, Woodstock resident Jeff Collins says he is also running for the Democratic nomination to take on Amador. The 46th Senate District includes all of Montgomery and Greene counties and parts of Albany, Schenectady, and Ulster counties. The district contains 72,370 registered Democrats, 55,897 registered Republicans, and 6,164 registered conservatives, 907 registered with the Working Families Party, 834 registered Green Party members, 11,965 Independence Party members, and 55,507 registered voters with no party affiliation. Hinchey's father served in Congress from 1993 to 2013 and died in 2017. Read more about this story in the Daily Gazette.
MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the State Department, September 19th, released its jobs report for the 12-month period ending in August. The department reported a 17.1% increase in new jobs in Sullivan County, the highest increase reported statewide. The Ithaca metro area came in second with a 4.4% increase. Columbia County reported a new job rate of 2.8%, followed by Ulster County at 2.6%, Greene County with 1.9% growth, and the Dutchess Putnam Metropolitan Division with 1.6% increase. The number of private sector jobs in the region grew by just under 12,000 to 824,000. Gains were largest in educational and health services, leisure and hospitality, and natural resources, mining and constructions. Jobs were lost in trade, transportation, and utilities, and professional and business services.
Jeffrey C. Mays reports in the New York Times that New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio dropped his campaign to win the Democratic nomination for president. Once there were four New Yorkers running for president. But New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand ended her campaign recently. That leaves Andrew Yang from Schenectady trying to win the Democratic nomination, and Donald Trump, who is expected to win the Republican nomination again. Read more about this story in the New York Times. Melanie Lakozovic reports for Columbia Green Media that the Germantown School District broke ground September 19th at the high school on an $11.3 million capital project. The school is now working on a new auditorium, renovated sports fields, and other improvements. Quote, "The project, which is anticipated to be completed in late 2020, will provide the district students with a new auditorium, band chorus room, set design room, keyboard lab, elementary physical education office and storage, bathroom with playground access, and an OTPT room, unquote, District Superintendent Susan Brown said. The construction is moving some sports activities. The town of Claremont is letting the district use its new soccer field at Hetling Park on Route 9, and the Germantown is also giving students access to Palatine Park for practices and games. Indoor sports won't be affected by construction, and school officials are still working on where baseball and softball will go in the spring. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Holly Audubon is reporting for Politico New York. The campaign manager for Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, September 19th, sent a letter to the Democratic National Committee urging it to demand that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo approve legislation to extend New York's deadline for voters to change their party registration. The deadline is less than a month away. Praz Shakir wrote, and I quote, "In 2016, countless voters across the state of New York were disenfranchised by the state's arcane and inexcusable early party affiliation deadline. Countless voters whose first attempt to engage with the Democratic Party saw them turned away," end quote. The state legislature passed a bill this summer to let voters change their party affiliation by February 14, 2020, but Cuomo has not signed it. A Cuomo aide said the governor intends to sign the bill into law. Read the full story at Politico New York.
David Lee reports in the Columbia paper that the bridge over the Kinderhook Creek on Route 203 is now known as the Roger K. Mazel Memorial Bridge. Mazel was a Valencia resident killed in Vietnam during the U.S. war there. Mazel left Ichabod Crane High School in 1968 during his senior year, joined the Army, and was a member of Company D, 20th Battalion, 35th Infantry, 4th Division. He was killed March 7, 1969, and received the Purple Heart, the Vietnam Cross of Gallantry, and other medals. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper.
Aaron Croak is reporting for the Poughkeepsie Journal. The 2019 leaf peeping season has begun with the launch of New York's annual fall foliage forecast this week. The first signs of autumn color has started to appear mostly in the Adirondacks in areas like Saranac Lake, Tupper Lake, and Malone, and along the St. Lawrence River in the Thousand Island Seaway region. The fall foliage reports are based on observations of volunteer field observers. The reports are updated weekly on Wednesdays and are available at ilovenewyork.com. According to Cornell University, the most important factor for leaves to change color is the shortening of the day length. But how warm the fall days are, combined with how warm or cool the nights are, will determine vibrancy. The Farmer's Almanac is predicting better colors than last season, arriving right on time. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. And now here is your WGXC Hands-On Radio weather update. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. today. It will be a partly sunny Monday afternoon with a temperature high near 86 degrees and a south wind at 8 to 10 miles an hour. For Monday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low of around 56. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 69 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 48. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 73 degrees. And Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low of around 55. So there you have your weather update. Brought to you by WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Listen out for these live broadcasts and extra web streams on the WGXC program schedule during the coming week. on Thursday, September 26th. WGXC Live will carry a live web stream of Bobby Previtt's Blueprints performing at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. There should be a live web stream at WGXC.org around 9 p.m. Click on Listen Now at the top of the page and scroll down to find the web stream. Visit theavalonlounge.com for more information. On Friday, September 27th, WGXC Live will broadcast the live web stream from the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, where the band Ace of Wands and Carolyn Morosi will perform. The show will air on 90.7 FM from 9 to 10 p.m., then continue online at WGXC.org. Click on Listen Now at the top of the page and scroll down to find the web stream. Visit theavalonlounge.com for more information. On Saturday, September 28th, WGXC Live will broadcast the live web stream from the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, where the band Camp St. Helene will perform. Wesley Harper opens the show and DJ Matt Wagner performs later. There should be a live web stream at WGXC.org around 9 p.m. Click on Listen Now at the top of the page and scroll down to find the web stream. The show will air on 90.7 FM until 10 p.m., then continue online until 2 a.m. at WGXC.org. Visit theavalonlounge.com for more information. Be sure to check our program schedule for new listings of public events, community meetings, and other dedicated web streams, which may not have been posted at the time this announcement was recorded. You can also download the free Wavefarm app to listen on your phone or iDevice, or use it to become a broadcast partner with WGXC.
There are so many events on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org, and you can add your own by pressing the Add an Event button right there on the page. If you do, folks like me will read your community event on the radio. Folks around the world will see it online at WGXC.org, including some of these events.
On Monday, September 23rd, from 8 to 9 p.m., the Dream Spelunkers Dreams Workshop at the Hudson Underground on Warren Street will feature discussion and dream interpretation. On Tuesday, September 24th, learn to express yourself in real-life situations and develop Spanish language skills for work, travel, or just for fun. Lessons include grammar and vocabulary, as well as an introduction to arts and culture from different countries. This free program emphasizes conversational Spanish skills in a fun and friendly class. Visit HudsonAreaLibrary.org for all available class times and registration. Whether you photograph with a phone, a disposable camera, or the priciest SLR to be found, all are more than welcome to the Columbia County Photo Club meeting at the Greenport Town Hall from 6 to 8 p.m. On Wednesday, September 25th, this month's Hudson Area Library General Reading Book Group book is Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens. The group covers fiction and nonfiction and is facilitated by longtime member of the Friends of the Hudson Area Library, Sharon Getty. Books for the group are all available for borrowing through the Mid-Hudson Library System, meeting held from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Hudson Area Library. Workshop meeting of the Greene County Legislature will be held starting at 6 p.m. in the caucus room. On Thursday, September 26th, taught by author, artist, educator, and social activist Maureen McNeil, this class, in collaboration with the City of Hudson Senior Center and the Hudson Area Library, will focus on discovering the power of the inner self through the practice of daily writing. Registration is limited at programs at HudsonAreaLibrary.org and is on a first-come, first-served basis.